just want to start off by asking you, obviously, not the result the team was hoping for, but just personally for you, you've been here for a decade now and seeing what this team is now meaning to this city and the passion that fans have brought this year, especially. Just personally for you, what does that mean to see that come through?
Yeah. Oh, man, yeah, maybe that light's a little bit bright there. I don't know. It's, yeah, it's, this is, this, the run we went on was, you know, something you dream of, and it just ended in kind of a nightmare. Like, it's just, that's, to think of how close we got, and I still feel like we have the best team in the country. I truly do. I feel like we deserved to win last night. I feel like we were in an unbelievably great series with another great team, and I feel like we outplayed them substantially last night and outchanced them 2-1 on a 2-1 ratio last night, and just for whatever reason, you know, it goes off one of our players skates and in, and that's it, and the plug is just pulled so fast from the season, and it just, you know, you see there's 13,000 people there, and people are coming up to me in the concourse and saying thank you so much for this run, and I just wish that I was able to deliver a championship to these people in the city, because everybody believed in us, and we did everything we could to bring this team, a city, a championship, and they deserved it, and they supported us, like, unbelievably, and for me personally, just to see where my relationship with the people here in the city was 6-7 years ago, where everyone probably wanted me to leave, go back to Edmonton, and now people in the intermissions just saying thank you so much, and people that now we have a whole new generation of Blades fans, that a younger generation that loves this team and fell in love with this team, and I wish we could give them the parade they deserve. I just sports are just so cruel. It comes down to a skate blade and going in your own net and in overtime in game 7 after 6 overtime. So it's a surreal day. I just feel like I'm like sleepwalking through our exit interviews, because I feel like none of our players or coaches or us ever feel like we should be leaving today. So that's why it's so difficult.
And yet you're so proud of everybody. You told me that back on Sunday in Moose Jaw.
Yeah, I mean, Brennan, just an unbelievable leader, leading his coaching staff and getting these kids to believe every day. And then just the players that we had, just guys that are going to go down as all-time Blades legends, even if they're only here for a year, like Minton. But guys like Sidorov and Wong, who have been here 3 years, and Charlie 5 years, and Armstrong 1 year. But they made such a community difference in the community. They made such a difference to all our young players on the roster, all the young players that weren't even dressed for games that are just here observing and practicing in the mornings. And I'm just going to miss all these guys, because they, like, it's one thing if you lose a series because, you know, Furka scores a hat trick and you get beat. It's a different thing when they do everything you ask of them and you don't get the result, even though you outshoot them and you outchance them. And they deserve to win, I felt. And that's not to take anything away from Moose Jaw. I don't think we deserve to win in 4 games, anything like that. But if you go to game 7 and you hope that the team that plays better in game 7 will win it, and I felt like we did, and that's why it's just so devastating today to take a stock of where we're at and to see that, you know, we've had 2 back-to-back conference finals, and that's extremely hard to do in this league, and so I'm extremely proud, but it's surreal that it's over.
I know you guys went all in, but I'm sure you have no regrets whatsoever.
No, I've had a few GMs of really respected guys in this league said that you were the best chance for us to win a Mem Cup. We felt, and they felt our pain, and I feel like we went into, if it's a poker game, I feel like we pushed all our chips in because we had pocket aces, and you know, you start playing low, you play a little lower hands in the first few, and then you get to the end, and they're maybe ace king suited, and we're pocket aces, and at the end of the day, on the river card comes, and it makes a straight for them or whatever, and it's like you thought you had it the whole time, and you did have the best hand. So when you have the best hand, you got to go all in, and that's where we won the regular season in the Scotty Monroe banner, and I'll proudly hang that next year in the division banner on opening night, because we deserved that and we earned it. And it's not like this is, I'm trying to really reconcile with myself that this season wasn't in vain. It wasn't a failure because we didn't win a championship. It's devastating, but we achieved so much. And I think just for the greater good of the sport and this team and the city, I think we took it to places it hasn't been in, I don't know, 30, 40 years, so if ever. So there's so many positives. It's just such a sour note to leave on that note when you're literally a goal line goal two nights in a row, a glove in, you know, in the crease away from having the parade that they got last night, but having it here instead. And I truly believe we would have been a big, not a big favorite, but certainly a favorite against Portland. I just feel like that was our fate was, we thought was to be there, and it's obviously there's no fate there, so we didn't make it.
What's the score along Sidorov, Wazowski, Mollendijk, you had Minson, and Susan Levin's the mix? What have they done in terms of just revitalizing Blades hockey in this game?
Yeah, I mean, it starts with the other guys like Charlie and stuff too, because, you know, this has been a, if you look at a 6-year segment where we're winning almost 70% of our games over 6 years, I mean, I think it's 68.5 winning percentage over that time, and that's, you know, that's very, very, very hard to do in sports, and you need to have a very, very good core of players. And it starts with the guys like Waters and Delager, Jean Deere and Meyer and Doc and those guys before that leading to this group, but then Wong taking it with Charlie and Sidorov and Lizzo and these guys that they all believed and did the right things for so long. It's another reason why it's so painful. These kids did not cheat in any way. They didn't cheat the process. They didn't cheat the effort. They didn't cheat the rules. These were model citizens and model Blades. And you hope that in life you get rewarded when you do the right things. And today's a harsh reality of life that you don't, maybe if you feel like you deserve something, you don't always get it. So that's a hard part to swallow, but they've built a culture here that's going to continue on. And you know, we return a lot of really, really good players. And, you know, we return, you know, I think a extremely good defense. I think we have the young superstar goalie of the league, along with Prince George's goalie of the same age, Ravensburg. I think those two kind of are going to be the two top goalies in the league for the next couple of years. Yeah, you know, Mollendijk's eligible to return if he doesn't make Nashville, and Sanderson, Seatman, you know, we have to keep two, or we can only keep 3 20-year-olds. We have some decisions to make there with Babcock and Druziak and those two, but then you've also got Tastad and then just a next wave of D coming up that we're so excited about that didn't even play this year because we were too deep. But the future's actually a lot brighter than people think. We have a really good core of prospects. Our pick chart looks like shit, so we're going to have to pick that up. That's where you know, I'm going to have to do some work, and that'll be for the summer and next season to try and recoup. But, you know, it's not like we're going to go from where we were this year winning the Scotty Munro to dead last or something. That's certainly not going to happen. We have the structure and the skill and the returning players to go on a run again next year. It's just the question is, you know, what we do with our assets and stuff next year. So that's all for a different day. Today's feels more like a funeral, and just trying to remind ourselves that it's not, we could be in Gaza right now, or we could be in Ukraine, and we're talking about a kid's game at the end of the day. So it feels like life and death, but it's not. The sun came out, and we had an amazing year with special people that did special things, and we had to go through a tough loss last night, but you know, nobody here in our room has terminal cancer, and we're all going to be fine. It's just hard to swallow.